I missed you. I missed you so much. And the first thing you do is take me to bed. Hey.
No.
No.
No, we don't need to go into anything.
No. You can stay in bed with me. Just for now. You can stay in bed and just relax. You must be so tired traveling back, and yet you still mustered the energy for all of that. Were you eager for that? Well, there's other words, of course, but were you waiting for that? Thinking about it all the time when you were traveling home. You don't even have to say yes, I can tell. Well, you're home. And that's it, you're home for Christmas. And you don't have to stray anywhere else. You don't have to travel far afield. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. No. Instead, you can do whatever you want. You can even just lie in bed all day. And I'll happily join Just relax. It's not just been a busy week or month, it's been a busy year. You've worked so hard. Everything you've done has taken maximum effort, and want you to know that this is it. This is your reward. You have me. You have our home back. And you have all the time you need. You don't need to worry about next year and going back to work. That's for another day. For now. I can just bask in this afterglow and just. Come I missed you. Did I say that before? I'll say it again and again and again if I need to. I missed you. And I didn't just miss certain times together. You're able to do in the bedroom. No, I've missed you. Your sense of humor, your laugh. This home has not been the same without hearing your laugh down the hallway. Getting to hear you speak. It's not over a phone. Getting to feel your embrace and not just imagine it every night. I know that your job means that you have to do this. And I'll never be the one to tell you that you have to change. It just makes things a lot more difficult. I have to patient. I have to be prepared for delays and travel disruption and everything that stops you getting here to me. You don't know how good it is to hold you right now. And knowing that tomorrow morning I can wake up and you're there. You're not just another line on the to-do list to phone and to check that you're okay for the day. Getting to hear you talk about the parts of the city that you got to see today. On the 10-minute break that you had between work. You do more than you ever should. And I worry about you sometimes, baby, but you always reassure me that good things come of this. And I will trust you. I will trust you all the way. I just love this. Knowing that we can just lie here and relax, and we can even get up some more fun later on. Well, I mean, I may have bought a few things. Never you mind. Never you mind. You'll find out. Because I've got you for Christmas now. And you're the ultimate present. Don't get all sheepish with me. I love you. I love you. And I am more than happy to share this bed with you for as long as we need. I'm more than happy for you to just catch up and sleep and catch up on TV and catch up on food. No more instant noodles, right? Hey, I knew that's what you were having for dinner. You were always that busy. I knew that you couldn't possibly have made your own full meals. I was either going to be instant noodles or it was going to be takeaway. You just never had the time. Those deadlines they set for you are just ridiculously bad. But as I promised, I'll never tell you to change. I'm just grateful they gave you Christmas and New Year off. We can catch up. You can tell me more than just what you were able to fit into phone calls. I really actually want to know what happened in the city center on that night. What do you mean, what night? Was there more than one incident? You know the one. The one that you ended up phoning me in a rush and it was midnight here. And you just had to tell me. Because you were determined that you were going to forget. So you had to tell me every detail. And I'm going to be honest, you probably missed half the details you were intending to tell me. Yeah, that one. The Oh, I do want to find out what the other incidents are. You spent too long in that city, I swear. Oh no. You may not have all the time in the world after work, but you sure see some weird shit. I'm so glad you're home. And I'm a little surprised, but very happy that the first thing you did was take me. Nothing quite compares to your touch. Yeah. Did you miss me too? You don't have to miss me anymore. You don't have to miss me at all. So be here, and all you ever have to do is ask. The moment, I think the plan is to just lie here because it looks as if you need some sleep. And when we get up, we can sort out some food, and then tomorrow, I need to finish some Christmas shopping for your family. So it's probably better that you come with me. You know them better than I do. And then I'm gonna try and get some of them wrapped. And you're probably gonna watch and laugh. Because you never attempt it. You always let me go first. And you always watch the disaster that is my rapping skills. What am I gonna do to you? But yeah, it's kind of the plan so far. As for the rest of the days before Christmas, well. We have all the time in the world. I'll leave it entirely up to you. I just want you to get home for Christmas. That's why I've called. I missed your kiss. And I missed you. Just go to sleep. And I'll be here when you wake.